Welcome to the Stop Procrastinating Now podcast, special edition, the Halloween edition, the spooky fear edition. In light of Halloween, I decided to put together a edition of this podcast that will allow me to talk about fear. Scary, isn't it? All that fear. So I thought because of Halloween that we would talk about the things that cause us to procrastinate because of the spooky fear. So, welcome to today's podcast. It is October 31st, 2006, Halloween. And we're recording here in beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia. Today's the special episode in honor of Halloween. It's called Freaky Fear, Spooky Fear episode. And we're going to talk about how fear is a big reason for procrastination and why fear is so strong and how it modifies our mind and therefore our actions, thereby causing us to procrastinate. So how many of us procrastinate because of fear? The spooky fear of failure or the spooky fear of success? Or the spooky fear of making phone calls? Or the spooky fear of talking to someone of importance? Or making a commitment to our schedule? Or the fear of making a mistake like perfectionism? If any of you are experiencing procrastination due to those kinds of fears, then keep on listening because we have a solution for you, believe it or not. You're listening to Stefan Stavrakis. I'm a professional speaker and expert in the secret psychology of eliminating procrastination. I'd like to welcome all the new listeners and remind the old listeners that this episode and all other episodes are available at www.stopprocrastinatingnow.podomatic.com. And for your convenience, we've recently added show notes in the written form of this podcast. It's almost word for word. Go to www.stopprocrastinatingnowpodcast.com and sign up to get all the show notes and other goodies like FAQs, special mind exercises, and a whole lot more. I promise your email will be held in this super secure service, and we will keep it confidential because I hate spam and name sharing as much as you do. So last week's episode was on creating a reference emotion for your day, recognizing your current reference emotion, how to manipulate it, how to change it. I'd love to hear your comments on how that process worked for you. I know that many of my clients and seminar goers love the concept of a reference emotion that you can choose. So please let me know the successes that you've had implementing the tool in the last podcast. So like I said, in light of Halloween, we are going to talk about how to eliminate fear, spooky fear. That's right. I said eliminate it, not control it, not manage it, but to eliminate it altogether. All your fear will be gone with the AARM principle. You're going to learn how to change fear so it doesn't paralyze you and make you procrastinate. So the number one way to get rid of fear and to get it under control is to accept it, not to fight it, not to combat it, just to accept it. And I don't have time to go into the details of why this works and how to create acceptance even if you don't know how to. But if you want to get more information, send me an email at stopprocrastinatingnow@podomatic.com and we'll get you some more info. So Sir John Templeton once said, dreams, visions, ideas can play a significant role in our lives. They can entice, entertain, or inspire us to greatness. To bring them into reality, however, we must act. Cowardice and lack of faith can keep one from a chosen goal. But if the heart is strong and brave, you can add action to your dreams and make them real. So cowardice, the way Sir John Templeton put it so eloquently, is actually what I would call fear. So first we must become aware of our fear. We must identify our fears. For most people, just identifying and declaring that they fear something is enough to release their fear. This is because when you keep something like fear in your unconscious mind, you tend to feel it even though it might be illogical. So let's identify it first. And maybe, just maybe, this will release it for some of you. So, step number one, what is fear? Pull out your pen and write down what you think fear is. So write down fear is, and then underneath it, write down what you think fear is. How do you identify it? What do you think it is? So step number two, write down what fear makes me procrastinate. And what's interesting is that most of the time that you fear something, it's at the times that you have to risk something. Think about it. Maybe you've had a great idea, but you don't tell a soul because you're afraid that they won't think it's that great. They being those other people, whoever they is. So maybe you had long time aspirations to change careers, but you get paralyzed at the mere thought of getting out of your comfort zone and out from under that safety net that you've created for yourself. Your job, that security you have, that routine that you have, being comfortable. You've always wanted to start a business. The thought of putting that business together or a business plan or getting financing or and the unknown quantity of income you'll receive scares the hell out of you. Is that you? Do you procrastinate because of fear? Then identify the things that you've procrastinated because of fear and write them down now. So go ahead and take a couple of seconds and write down those things. You might also want to learn to recognize fear in your body. You know, it's really easy to tell the telltale signs of fear. Maybe it's a knot in your gut, or maybe you're in a high state of anxiety. Maybe your body shivers as if it's cold, even though it's not. A flood of negative thoughts rush in, and all the reasons not to do something hover over you like an ominous black cloud. The truth is that this is all, yes, I am saying all, this is all a figment of your imagination. And because your brain can't tell the difference between what's real and what's vividly imagined, your body reacts as if it's fearful, even though that there's absolutely no logical reason to be fearful. One of my courses, I go almost a full day talking about fear. And at the end of it, people realize that fear is undesirable thoughts in their mind, and that's it. And once they learn how to control those thoughts, they become fearless. Just last weekend, this lady in my course had fear of heights, and we brought a 6-foot stepladder in the room to prove it. She couldn't even step on the first step of the stepladder without her heart pounding, shortness of breath, and she started shaking. After she learned to control her thoughts and then implemented some stuff on her own, we tested her again, and she went right up to the top of the ladder and stood on the edge. It blew my mind. She said if I could take fear that's been hanging around for 40 years and drop it in a matter of minutes, what else can I do? What could you do if you became fearless? Just think of the infinite possibilities. So go ahead and write down the two things that you would do immediately when you release fear for good. Go ahead, write them down. So, but before we go into the AARM principle, I want to let you know that research shows that there's only two fears that are wired in us. There's only two fears that are ingrained in our minds. And those are, number one, the fear of falling. Number two, the fear of loud noises. Once again, it's the fear of falling and the fear of loud noises. Now, how they figured this out is that they tested it on babies. Now, I don't advocate this practice. Don't go practice scaring the crap out of your babies. They've already done it, so please don't try this at home. Anyway, if you want to look it up on the internet, you'll find scores of info on how they did this in the test. Just remember that neurologically there's only two fears, the fear of falling and the fear of loud noises. So, here's the way to release your fear using the AARM principle. First of all, what does AARM stand for? AARM stands for awareness, acceptance, re-identify, and move on. Once again, it's awareness, acceptance, re-identify, and move on. So, awareness. You must first become aware of what you're fearing. You must first write down or become aware of what it is that you're actually fearing. So if it's a phone call or something like that, are you actually afraid of making the call? Are you afraid of picking up the receiver? Are you afraid of dialing? Are you afraid of the entire process? Identify in your mind what part you are actually fearing. Number two, acceptance. You need to accept that you're fearing something. And I really mean that you need to accept it. I mean, when there is something that you fear and you've identified what it is, just say to yourself that I accept what I'm fearing and name that fear. Because the moment that you switch from fear to acceptance, it actually drains the energy of the fear because you're in acceptance. So the moment that you accept the fear, it drains the energy from the fear more. So you're putting yourself in one level closer to totally eliminating the fear. You put yourself into acceptance. So the R in the AARM principle is re-identify. What does that mean? You need to re-identify from within yourself. Ask yourself these questions. What would it feel like to be fearless in this situation? You need to get in touch with that emotion of what it would feel like if you were fearless, or if you are fearless in this situation. How would you be breathing? How would you be standing? How would you be sitting? What would your body posture be like? What things would you be saying to yourself in your head? Now, the second part of the re-identify process is, who would you be if you were fearless in that situation? So who would you be if you were fearless in this situation? Imagine yourself to be a person that you absolutely know 100% would be absolutely fearless in the situation that you're trying to be fearless in. You know how they say walk a mile in a person's shoes? Well, I say walk a mile in this person's mind. See if you can identify or re-identify yourself to them and how they would think about this fearful situation. And then the M in the AARM principle is move on. When you feel you are that person, when you have embodied those emotions of fearlessness, move on. Take immediate action. Take action now. Because the state of mind will be fleeting. I guarantee you it will be fleeting, because your old thoughts will come in and crowd out all the new ones if you don't take action immediately. So take action right away. Use the steps over and over and over again until you feel that as if you are that person, that you've embodied that person's mental mindset, that mental state of mind. Embody those emotions and then move on. Take immediate action. So here's an example. Let's say I fear picking up the phone to make a sales call. So this is what I do. I write down the awareness step. I am aware that making a sales call to X is scary. X being the person or the company or whatever, or just the action of making phone calls is scary. Step number two, acceptance. I accept that it's a scary situation, but I'm working on it right now so that I can do it in a fearless way. I accept that this is a scary situation, but I am working on it right now so that I can do it in a fearless way. So here's the fun part, re-identify, which is step number three. Embody the answers to the following questions during this step. What would it feel like to be fearless in this situation? So you write down maybe calm, maybe confident, maybe peaceful, or energized. Now, you ask yourself the question, how do I feel when I'm calm, confident, and energized? And just sit there and wait until you actually start feeling those feelings. How would I be breathing when I'm calm, confident, or energized? And embody the breathing way, the breathing posture of someone that's calm, confident, and energized. How would I be standing or sitting if I were calm, confident, and energized? How would my posture be like if I'm calm, confident, and energized? What things would I say to myself when I'm calm, confident, or energized? So maybe it'd be like, I'm awesome. I feel great today. Today's a good day. I feel like $1 million. I can do anything. Today's a flow day. Yeehaw! Whatever it is that you would say in your head in order to have yourself to be confident. So the other part of the re-identify stage is, who would I be if I were fearless in this situation? Well, the person that comes to mind to me that might be fearless making phone calls would be Donald Trump. How would Donald Trump feel like if he was making this call? So act as if you are Donald Trump and feel what it would feel like if you were making this call from his eyes. And then while you're embodying all the above emotional states, like how you're feeling, how feeling calm, confident, and energized, then immediately pick up the phone and make the call. Now, with confidence, calm, being calm and energized, with that state of mind, feeling as if you're Donald Trump, the call will be made easily and it will be fearless. I guarantee it. Now, if it doesn't work, then keep on working at it. It's not the strategy that doesn't work, is that you are not working the strategy. So don't think about it. Experience the AARM principle every time you identify something that is fearful. Every time that you identify that is cause something that makes you fearful, and then you procrastinate. And I will guarantee you, if you put into place the AARM principle, that your fear will completely disappear. Because, and here is why, because powerful imagination, write this down, powerful imagination and fear cannot live in the same body, period. Now, the interesting thing is powerful imagination of fear and fear can live in the same body, but powerful imagination of fearlessness and fear cannot live in the same body. So, hope you liked this spooky episode. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Stop Procrastinating Now podcast. Next time, like I said before, is we're going to talk about more about the emotion that you can use to create a habit. This one emotion will allow you to be more consistent, more persistent, and allow you not only to take action, it will allow you to create consistent action so that you can create habits that you want to create that will get you to stop procrastinating and get more things done. Hopefully you've enjoyed today's podcast. Please leave comments on the www.stopprocrastinatingnow.podomatic.com. And remember to sign up for the transcript of this show at www.stopprocrastinatingnowpodcast.com. We'll send you a copy of the notes that you can use to have written version of this podcast. Pick out the parts that you want to apply in your day-to-day routines. And once in a while, I'll throw in some cool stuff that will help you on your journey of being procrastination free. Hope you enjoyed this spooky fear Halloween episode. Till next time. 100%. That's just too much fun. This is Stefan Stavrakis for www.stopprocrastinatingnow.podomatic.com. If you want the written form of this podcast, go to stopprocrastinatingnowpodcast.com. Sign up for the show no mailing list. Make sure that you tell everyone you know that could benefit from this podcast. Guess what, guys? We are now about to hit the 2,000 mark for subscribers. Yee-haw! I'm so excited. Keep the comments coming. Keep the requests and the questions. I'm really blessed to have you as a listener, helping me put together this podcast of high value. Hope that it makes sense for you. Hope so that it helps you. Have a wonderful Halloween, and we'll talk to you soon.